I don't know why I put that on. That was meant to be your introduction music. It's not, is it?
It is.
Oh, hold on a minute. Let's do this. Here we go. Are you all right there? Just go directly straight into the microphone.
Yeah, sorry. Sorry, everyone. Wake up.
Right, here we go. So,
you doing
today
that?
At 12 o'clock, we got a girl who really rocks. She is a little tiny bit rude. Sometimes she can be a bit lewd. It's Luscious. You can clear that up. Do you know I got told off last time you did that in the studio? Show your face. Now, I joined in the studio by the one and only Lee Luscious. If you're from Essex, London, you will know her. She's everywhere. She is everywhere. She's a singer-songwriter from Dagenham in Essex. Put that down. Thank you. I won't tell you what she's doing, though. She is a singer-songwriter. I've known her because we met at queuing up outside something.
We met in the toilets, actually.
Was it in the toilets?
Yeah, it was in the toilets. Well, I just dropped my number down the toilet.
Sorry, about that. You dropped something in the toilet.
I dropped my number down the toilet, I'm not talking about the number two. I'm talking about
how many seconds do we manage into that kind of interview?
You know, they give you the number to wear or to keep, and whenever anyone says to me, this is really important, you don't lose that, I always immediately lose it.
Yes.
So they gave me it and said, don't lose it, and I dropped it down the toilet.
So you dropped one down the toilet, that's how we met.
So then I had to fish it out.
And I was there, was I?
You were.
Yeah, I was in the bowl.
And then I came out. And I had this wet number in my hand, and then you walked through and you were complaining about something.
Was I complaining about me?
Yeah, I can't remember, and I said something about, oh, I've just dropped my number down the toilet, so you just looked at me.
And then we became friends. That's how I normally meet my friends, in the bog. We've known each other, is it about two, three years? Two, three years? Can't remember.
Oh, it seems like such a long time.
It seems like a very long time.
Is it actually 3 years, though?
Yeah, it's about a year ago since you made me put my car up on a block.
Concrete
block outside somebody's house.
I rescued your car.
She did,
if you remember, I literally had to, well, I did just get some guys to do it, but I was going to do it
bit
myself.
Of an unfortunate reversing there by me straight onto a great block of concrete and got my car caught on it and couldn't
get
off.
But the thing is, just before you did it, I did say to you, do you want me to reverse? And you looked horrified about that. And you were so horrified that you reversed into a post.
There we go, moving swiftly on. Now, we're here to talk about your music today. Me and you have done a little bit of writing
together,
which came together really quite quickly.
Very easily, wasn't it, Michelle? It was no effort whatsoever,
called
was it, really?
Guitar Porn, which we've recorded vocals and
all happened in about 5 minutes. I mean, we literally I better rephrase that about not say it.
Well, it was really quick, and we were really pleased with it.
I was going to say, just knocked one out, but...
Yeah, whatever. And Chinksy, who's not here today, I thought he was coming down, bless him, he's rapping on it as well.
Yeah, he is, but not at the moment. At the moment, he's at work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, but he's still rapping on the song.
Oh,
though,
yeah.
He?
Yeah. Yeah, he did that before he went off to work.
Yeah, bless him. I've not met him, but he's going to be a guest.
Hello, Chink.
He's going to be a guest in the studio soon. He's going to come and do some rap. I like it.
I know.
In the studio.
Yeah, he's asked me to come in with him, actually.
So. Keep me back in case I jump across the desk. Anyway, how are you, Amber? I don't think Amber's actually replied back to my message from earlier. Probably never hear from Amber again.
I don't think you should eat porridge anymore, Michelle. It seems to have a weird effect on
well,
you.
Well, yeah, I think it might be. Might be porridge, I don't know. I feel a bit belchy as well.
I think we need to see what's in porridge. I'm definitely not eating porridge if this is what it does.
I think it's meant to
be
good
for you.
I
really don't need
you.
Porridge in my life.
It's literally, I came in this morning, I said to Lee, I went into the kitchen, thought I was going to throw up everywhere.
Yeah, it was after she saw me, actually.
No, it wasn't. You always look like, always looking lovely. And we will be videoing the performance today.
Oh, okay.
So we can show.
Very nice.
We can show. So next year, I want to know, we can talk about music in a second, but I said as a joke earlier, next year it's Lady Lee Luscious, and you're going to be Lady Luscious.
I am, because
Lady Lee?
I will announce it first here on the radio, actually. Mm. Next year things are going to change quite drastically because I've been advised by a lot of people.
Yes.
That, yes, okay, Michelle. Michelle is so bossy. Not just from Michelle, but a lot of people have said to me that because obviously I'm known for my rude songs, which is great, but what people don't always know is that I do have sort of serious songs and then I've sort of, one of my songs got picked for a film recently, one of my serious songs. And when I've played it to people, everyone's just said, Lee, why are you not releasing stuff like that?
Yeah.
So I decided that it's time to release more serious songs. And I will, obviously, Lee Luscious will be flying back at some point, but just for a little while, she's having a rest.
Mm.
And her twin sister is going to step
in. Is it
going to
be an overhaul? Is it going to be darker hair, maybe glasses, a bun, something like that?
I'm just going to say it will all be revealed. Everything will be revealed.
Well, hopefully not.
But not everything, because obviously this is not Lee Luscious now. So when I say everything will be revealed, I don't mean I'm going to go completely the other way. Lady Lee will be revealed in the new year.
Yeah.
There'll be a whole new image and... Not a completely new image, because people like my image. I like my image. But just, oh my God, how many spider webs are above our head?
Oh, there are. You have to be careful. I had one drop on my face earlier.
Really?
No, I'm kidding. I know you don't like spiders. Have you not been watching I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here?
No, you know what? I just don't watch TV.
Mm.
I never, ever put the TV on. Where I live, I don't need TV. Because it's just so full on. Like, I look out my window and everything is going on in the street I live in. It's like... Where I live, it's like a cross between the only ways... Like, on one side, it's like the only way is Essex. And on the other side, it's like EastEnders.
Mm.
And literally, everything's going on. In fact, I have to close the windows. When people come round to my house, they literally say, oh, my God, what's that? Even when I'm on the phone to people, they go, what's that?
That was me.
I think I was on the phone to you once. It's like, literally, someone was just killing each other in the street and effing and flying. I was like, oh, it's just the neighbours, you
know. It did sound like they were actually in the house with you. That's what...
No, they were at the bottom of my garden having a big full-on row. But like I say, it happens every day. So, you know, so I don't need to watch TV. I should just get rid of the TV, get rid of the TV licence, just open the windows, sit back, and get the popcorn out, really, shouldn't I?
Now, who have you got to say hello to? Because you've got a few people you've got to mention. Get your list, because...
Oh, you've got my list there.
All right. Yeah. You do have virtual... Unplug that.
Yes, please.
You've got to say hello to Stevie Pops for a start.
Oh, I always Steve have to. Aldrin, I always say hello. Not I have to. I just always want to say hello to Stevie Pops. Hello, Stevie Pops.
We both love you to pieces.
We
are
love you.
Lovely and
we
very supportive of both our music, isn't he? He's a nice...
He's amazing.
He's lovely.
He's amazing. He's definitely number one Lushette. And what are your fans called? Are they
Michelle? I haven't got any fans. No, nobody likes me.
That's rubbish. It's that's true. Nonsense.
Well, the one I want, the people that I want to like me say, like, I don't know.
Oh, story of my life. Don't worry about that. Let's not go there.
Just somebody to like me would be nice. That isn't aggressive. You know, I like people to like me.
You like people that are aggressive?
No,
I don't.
I like people, they kind of chat you over. That's really nice. And they go aggressive. I'm like, what's going on?
Who gets aggressive to you?
Well, I'll just add something.
Tell me, I'll beat them up for you.
Well, no, it's not that. It's just I don't like people who have exclamation marks after things when they type.
Really annoys me. I do that all the time.
Yeah, it's like, no. You know, when you're that...
Oh,
like,
yeah, sorry.
Yeah, not you.
I do that when I put whoop-de-doop, because...
Yeah, that's okay. I mean,
is it?
So, come on, where's your list?
Right, okay.
What do we got on this list?
Right, okay, these... I'm just... Basically, today, I'm only reading out the people that said they were going to my event. That was such an effort. All I asked is, can you just say that you're going to this event? You don't even have to move out of your armchair.
Mm.
It's just to say that you're either tuning into the radio or downloading the song.
Mm.
I think people didn't quite get that. But anyway, so I'm only reading the people that said they're going.
Yeah.
And the people, and these people are amazing people, very supportive. And they are David Murphy, who we know as DJ David.
Mm-hmm.
And, Michelle Ward. I've heard she's a bit mad, that one, so better say hello to her.
A bit nasty.
Yeah, she might turn. She gets a bit vicious, apparently. Melissa Rose, who's my little Melissa. Oh, it just disappeared. John Jenkins, who's another DJ. Am I allowed to say?
No, don't even say the station. Oh, okay. Just don't say it. It's not worth it.
Roxy Grew.
Yes.
Who, you know, Roxy? And Roxy's another one that we met at Factor Essex. Yeah. That show's got a lot to answer for, I must say. And Heather, my friend Heather Rose, who you also... These are just people I know, aren't they? These are just people that have been into Phoenix. Heather's been in, hasn't she? You met my friend Heather Rose Osborne. And Billy, my lovely Billy, who is part of Sir Billy.
And can you say hello to Con O'Cady, because he's listening all the way from County Wicklow, he says.
Oh, hello, Con. Yeah. I've heard Michelle talking about you lots of times.
The stalker. Oh,
I will say a quick hello to the people that were interested, even though they didn't say they were going, which is Lindsay Riley, Emily, who's an opera singer who I'm going to be working with next year, Bruce Watson, Yasir Ali, and Lynette Harris. I'll say hello to those. And we've mentioned Steve, haven't we? And I also...
Justin.
Oh, my God,
he's
Justin's listening.
Yeah.
Justin Lee Collins, don't want to name drop, but I will. And my lovely Gary Raymond as well. Yes. I don't know if he's listening, but I'll say hello to him anyway. And Chinksy, obviously, who's working hard. And oh, this could go on for a long time.
But it can't, because they've got to get back to
Chinksy. All right, okay. I just want to, because my family always get upset because I don't mention them. And I just want to say hello to my mum and my sisters, Tracy and Sarah. I just want to thank them for having to put up with me. Mm. And my niece and nephews, Max and Alice. Especially Max, because he always complains because he tuned in last time and I didn't say hi to him.
There we go,
Hope
Max.
You feel better soon, Max. And if you don't, you've had some great time off school. Good boy.
There we go. Now, talking about, you were talking about the song being released for the film. What is that song that's going to be on the soundtrack?
Yeah, that song. Oh, yeah. Sorry, do you want me to set it up?
Plug that in,
The song is called One True Love. So it's a love song.
Yep.
Here we go.
Sorry.
Michelle.
Shouldn't have taken that.
Help you there. And I think that might actually be my next. I haven't decided yet. It's between two songs. Mm. Which one? One of them is like the love song that was picked for the film.
Yeah.
And that's not my good side.
You've every side of it. I'm filming it, Lee, at the moment. Every side's your good side. Not good side. You've got a nice face.
And it's a good mask, isn't it?
It's not, it's very nice. Come with it.
Yeah, so One True Love is one of the songs, and the other song is called The Hunger.
Yeah.
And that's some new music that I'm making, which is I'm putting opera with rap.
Yeah.
Basically, because no one else ever has. There's probably a reason for that. It's probably terrible, but I like it. I mean, I think it sounds amazing. I mean, the thing is, opera, I mean, it's so dramatic, isn't it, when someone's singing opera. I mean, the thing is, but rap is really dramatic as well.
Mm.
And I was at an open mic, which is where I met my rapper, Chinksy, and he'd been up on stage, and then the opera singer got up to sing, who's called Emily.
Yeah.
And while she was singing her opera, which was really amazing, because you never get things like that open mic, I could hear Chinksy rapping over it.
Mm.
For some reason, you know, I just get weird voices and rapping and things going on in my head all the time, so I could hear him rapping on it. And as I turned to him, I said, oh, why can't I hear you rapping on that? And he said, because I'm rapping. No. He said, I don't know. He said, but that's weird, because he said he could imagine it in his head at the same time. And I said, I think we should try this out and see if it works. So the next time we met up in the laundry room downstairs from Belushi's, which is where we were playing, and we sneaked into the laundry room and did a little rehearsal, and that was quite amusing, because literally guys were just coming in to like wash their undies and things.
So nice.
And they were literally stunned, because they opened the door to, you know, someone sort of singing all her opera, and then
listen to you,
Chinksy was like rapping, and then I'm just sitting there doing all my rude vocals, and they're just literally looking like, what is going on in the laundry room? I mean, it must have been a bit shocking to them. One guy was so stunned that he loaded the machine up and left the room and forgot to switch it on, and he had to come back and switch it on, and then when he left, we switched it off.
Now, we're going to do some live music.
Making too much noise.
You've got, what song are you going to do first, and tell us about the track?
I have no idea.
What one's your fans doing? And what album's
none
it from?
Of them. Well, I think I probably should still cover The Look, because that's still out and it's still current.
Yeah.
I was going to do the new one, but I feel too nervous.
Right.
So,
I think we've got to have the new one, but you're talking about the one for the film?
No, I haven't learnt that one yet, probably. Right. I was going to do The Hunger, but I think what I might do is Gonna Get Over You, because I don't play that very often, and a lot of people say they like that one.
Excellent.
And Chinksy likes that, so I'll do that for Chinks.
Lovely. So why Lee gets ready, I'm just
he calls it
film.
The Going Away song.
Oh, bless him. Oh, look. So this will be up online if you're missing, well, you won't be seeing this because I'm filming it live as we go. I better stand up. No, you can keep the headphones on if you want. It's fine. You look great with headphones. I won't worry.
I might trip over.
So we've got Lee Luscious coming up in the studio.
Oh, you want me to do it right now?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
What do you think? You're getting a rest or something?
Yeah, let's go have a
coffee
break.
What do you do? You get going off. Have a drink. Just go outside for a couple of hours.
All right. Now I'm a bit confused. Hang on a minute.
The PM.
I'm all tied up.
This is live radio.
Yeah. Sorry. Just.
chat amongst yourselves at home. Go and make a cup of tea.
Make a cup of tea. Not with any milk, because it's obviously doesn't agree with you.
Not with milk, because milk's not good, apparently, this time of the day.
And we will be having more of a chat about the Folk Club, which is a great story to listen to after.
And, you know, make a piece of toast or something, you know.